why Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, y'all. Jennifer Lopez had a Bridgerton-themed birthday party. Guess who wasn't there? Yeah, her husband. J-Lo turns 55 on Wednesday. And obviously turns single sometime soon. I'm sorry. That was so rude. Ryan Reynolds is discussing his new film as the, you know, as they do. And it's Deadpool and Wolverine, by the way, in case you didn't know. And he had to meet personally with Madonna to get permission to use Like a Prayer in Deadpool and Wolverine.
We showed Madonna the sequence where Like a Prayer would be used. And
it's also, let's preface it with, Madonna doesn't just license the song.
That song
has not been licensed. So it was a big deal to ask for. And certainly a bigger deal to use it. So yeah, we went over and met with her and showed her how it was being used. And
she had only one note, and it was a great note, and it made the sequence better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Spot on. Okay. And also he shared a joke about how Taylor Swift's cats were on his t-shirt for Deadpool 2, and it spawned a lawsuit. Anyway. Bruce Springsteen has reportedly joined the Billionaires Club, a net worth of at least $1.1 billion. He sold his music catalog back in 2021 for $500 million. Kylie Kelce addresses the pregnancy rumors about her in a TikTok.
I had a miscarriage before Wyatt, so I do not take getting pregnant or trying to get pregnant lightly. And I think that this, we need to just be in agreement that this is not a topic that anyone needs to be first on reporting. Let the parents say it when they're good and ready.
Yeah, agreed. It's kind of one of those things where that's not anybody's business, and I don't talk about whether somebody's pregnant or not without, you know, having them say it first. Twisters made $80.5 million in its opening weekend. Well, yeah, Glenn Powell, of course it did. And the Celebrity Family Feud episode with Tori Kelly, Meghan Trainor, Daryl Sabara sparked debate when the survey for the greatest rapper of all time. Wait, hold on. Take a listen.
Meghan, who's the greatest rapper of all time?
Drake.
I'm sorry, what?
Drake.
That's in my heart.
Drake.
Yeah, no.
Before we flip over these last three, I want to apologize to the entire hip-hop community. Jay-Z's last. What the world?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg was number one, along with Tupac, Eminem, and others. Eminem has dethroned Taylor Swift. The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace, is the number one album in the country. And Weird Al has released Polkamania, a medley of some of the biggest hits from Adele to Taylor Swift.
I say yeah, too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
Yeah, I had to hear it, so I'm sharing it with you.
Because the player's gonna play.
That's making somebody's kids nauseous right now. And the Spinal Tap sequel should hit theaters in spring or summer of 2025. I gotta cut that off. really is making my stomach hurt. And finally, the Dirt Alert. The Dirt Alert of the Millennium. And I will explain why. Shiloh Jolie Pitt published an announcement in the Los Angeles Times saying she intends to change her name to Shiloh Jolie. And I'm just going to say this right now. I just think that it's just throwing fuel on the fire, you know? There's already a big enough fire in that family. So anyway, okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. My stomach hurts now. I got to go. My mom called. I got to go. The Daily Dust is brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome.